sobre verbos en inglés, consejos y curiosidades, gramática inglesa. Descubre mucho más en grupoaugam.com. Recursos para aprender inglés. Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio. You're listening.
Vaughan Radio. Esta es tu radio, Vaughan Radio. Y este es tu show. Let's go. The show with no name. La mejor energía positiva con Alberto Alonso.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0, the show with the coolest music out there. Thanks to my colleagues. That was Donnie. Thanks a lot, Donnie. Love that riff, man. Talk about getting me pumped up and ready to go. I'm feeling it now. All right, guys, we're here for the second hour of today's program. As you guys know, on Wednesdays, we stream live on Instagram. So if you want to watch today's show, you can do that. Some of you are joining us already. It's Alberto_Alonso, Alberto_Alonso. And, well, you can join in on the fun. Also, remember, you can participate on a daily basis on Twitter. So what's up to all my amigos on Twitter tuning in? In fact, there's Fran. He says, thanks, Alberto, for your program. Well, thank you very much for your comment, Fran. And I see a lot of you guys have figured out today's Name That Lyric. But before we get back into Name That Lyric, what we need to do right now is listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. Now, let me explain something here. This is a crucial one, right? Crucial. You say crucial o me lo acabo de inventar en español también. In English, it's crucial. This is a crucial listen. Why? Because you're only going to hear it one more time. And right now, I'm looking over here on Twitter, on Instagram, and nobody's got it yet. So this is a tough one. I have to say it's a tough one. But it's doable. Asequible. Afible, como decimos en inglés. All right, Nacho, let's hear it for the third time.
I started out playing cricket first.
Uh-huh.
And my cricket coach, I was a fast bowler, so he saw me running in and he said, you know what, you should try track and field. So I decided that, why not? So I did it.
All right. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there we go. It is our third listen. And well, right now, as I said, nobody has figured out that challenge yet. But our Name That Lyric challenge, so many of my listeners have gotten it. So, Nacho, a nice round of applause for everybody who got today's Name That Lyric. Yeah. This is, I told you it was some country music, and this is the song, The Gambler, El Jugador. To gamble is to play for money, right? El Jugador, the gambler, right? And the artist is Kenny Rogers. Now, if you guys don't know who Kenny Rogers is, or if you're not familiar with this song, well, you've got some homework to do, because this is one of the coolest songs. I was going to say one of the coolest country songs, but honestly, it's just one of the coolest songs, period. You know, it's just one of those songs that every time I hear it, it brings me back to like when I was a little kid. And I think this was probably the first country music song I ever liked, right? That I just said, wow, this is awesome. And I remember seeing him perform this, Kenny Rogers, of course, seeing Kenny Rogers perform this on The Muppet Show. ¿Te puedes imaginar con los teleñecos cantando esto? Well, yeah, it happened. They're on a train, como en la canción, están en un tren. And it's just a classic country song called The Gambler, right? It's obviously about somebody who gambles, que juega, ¿no? Con las cartas, con dinero. Remember, to play is jugar. To gamble is jugar por dinero, right? So, now, it was written by a Nashville. Nashville is the seat of country music, right? It's where it's all started, in Nashville, Tennessee. And, well, this was written by a Nashville songwriter named Don Schlitz. And he wrote it because he was on a train and talking to a gambler. And that's exactly what the song is about. And the gambler is kind of giving him some advice about gambling, but he's really giving him advice about life, right? That parallel to games and life. It's a game. You got to play, you know, this kind of thing. It's definitely one of these songs that's just so catchy. Es tan pegadiza esta canción. All right, and we can learn so much from it. So let's take a look at the lyrics here. It's Kenny Rogers and the Gambler on a warm summer's eve. Now, remember what I said about imitating? We're going to imitate country singers. On a warm summer's eve. Do it with me. On a warm summer's eve. It's what we call a twang. It's a twang. You extend your syllables quite a bit. You extend those consonants quite a bit over there. So, on a warm summer's eve. On a warm summer's eve. Now, warm is not cold, right? If it's warm out, it's not hot. It's not cold. It's warm. So, en una noche de verano tibia, I put a warm summer's eve. Now, you can say evening or eve. Doesn't matter. Right now in this song, he decided to put eve. Piénsalo, New Year's Eve, Noche Vieja, right? Christmas, excuse me, yeah, Noche Vieja. Christmas Eve is el 24, la noche antes de Navidad. So you'll see that eve in those holidays. E-V-E, on a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. Do it with me. Nowhere. You gotta kind of go like this if you're talking country music. On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. Can you do it, Nacho? The nowhere. You almost gotta. Tienes que como cantarlo mal, la posta. On a train bound for nowhere. Now, bound for is rumbo a tal sitio. O sea, un tren rumbo a ningún sitio. Right. You can also use it like this is a Manhattan bound. A lot of times on the New York City subway, this is a Manhattan bound F train. O sea, rumbo a Manhattan. Right. Bound. When you see this B-O-U-N-D, que va en dirección tal. So he goes on a train bound for nowhere. Un tren rumbo a ningún sitio. I met up with a gambler. I met up with, me encontré con un jugador. We were both too tired to sleep. We were both too tired to sleep. Estábamos los dos demasiado cansados para dormir. Que a veces te pasa. Estás tan cansado que ya ni duermes, right? So we took turns staring. So we took turns staring. Okay, turneamos fijando la mirada. O sea, él a mí, luego yo a él a mí, right? So they caught each other's interest there, right? Out the window, out the darkness. He says, estábamos fijando la mirada. No era uno al otro. Era por la ventana, a la tiniebla. Right? So, así que turneamos fijando la mirada por la ventana, a la tiniebla. So we took turns of staring. Out the window, at the darkness. The boredom overtook us. The boredom, el aburrimiento, nos superó. To overtake. The boredom overtook us, right? And he began to speak. Y él empezó a hablar. So it's not speak, it's spake, spake. And he began to speak. And he said, son, I've made life. Not life, life. Son, I've made life. Out of reading people's faces. Faces. You see how they extendiendo esa A. So do that part with me. He said, son, I've made life. Son, I've made a life. Out of reading people's faces. Okay. Hecho mi vida leyendo las caras de la gente. Knowing what the cards were. Sabiendo dónde. Sabiendo qué cartas tenían. Right. Knowing what their cards were. By the way they held their eyes. De la forma de que fijaban los ojos. So he was saying he was good at reading people. You know, and that's good. If you want to be a poker player, you have to know how to read people's faces, right? That's why we have that expression, poker face. No, Caraca dice nada, right? So he goes, by the way they held their eyes, so if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. If you don't mind me saying, si no te importa que te diga, veo que te has quedado sin aces, right? Ace. So he says, you're out of aces. Te has quedado sin lo que sea. We're out of orange juice. Le digo a mi mujer muchas veces, we're out of orange juice. Let's get some more. We're out of, nos hemos quedado sin algo, right? So he goes, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. For a taste of your whiskey, una cata de tu whiskey, he says, I'll give you some advice. I'll give you some advice. Now, cuidado con esta. A lot of my students says, I'm going to give you some advices. Nope. Advice is uncountable. It never gets an S. I'm going to give you some advice, whether that's one piece of advice, two pieces of advice, but advice is uncountable. So never say in English, some advices. It's not English. Okay. So, I'll give you some advice. So, I handed him my bottle. So, I handed him, le entregué, le di mi botella. I handed him my bottle. And he drank down my last swallow. And he drank down, glug, 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 my last swallow. Mi último trago, swallow. Now, this is a funny one because we love double troubles here on this show. Swallow es tragar, but it's also golondrina. That's English for you. La golondrina tragó un lombriz. The swallow swallowed a worm. There you go. If you can remember that, you'll remember both golondrina y tragar, right? So he says, a ver, me he perdido. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Swallow. Dilo conmigo. Swallow. Right? Then he bummed a cigarette. Then he bummed a cigarette. Now, to bum a cigarette is gorronear. Can I bum a cigarette? Can I bum a smoke? B-U-M. So he bummed a cigarette, and he asked me for a light. Me pidió fuego. He asked me, porque no decimos, do you have fire? In español, he says, ¿tienes fuego? Do you have fire? In English, we say, you got a light? You got a light? Tienes una luz, we say. Same idea, but different way of expressing it, right? And he asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. And the night got deathly quiet. La noche se puso tan silenciosa que daba miedo. No, deathly quiet, right? And his face lost all expression. His face lost all expression. Toda la expresión que tenía en la cara, se le fue, right? And he said, if you're going to play the game, boy, si vas a jugar el juego, chico, you got to learn to play it right. Tienes que aprender a jugarlo bien, no, correctamente. And then the chorus, okay? And this is the part I want all of you. If you don't know the song, you got to at least sing this part with me. And he says, you got to know when to hold them. Now, when to hold them? ¿Cuándo agarrarlos? Yeah, it could be. But we're talking about cards. So you got to know when to hold them. And to hold this, aquí me quedo. Voy a conservar estas cartas. Right? So you got to know when. So alguien dice, ¿quieres otra carta? And you say, I'll hold. Aquí me quedo. No? I'll hold. Eso es lo que viene. De hecho, el juego se llama Texas Hold'em. ¿Por qué? Porque mantienes tus cartas, right? You hold, right? So he says, you got to know when to hold 'em. Is them. No, pero nosotros decimos You got to know when to hold 'em. No, las cartas. Know when to fold 'em. To fold is, okay, I'm folding. Yo aquí, hasta aquí. Saber cuándo retirar o abandonar. I'm not a poker player. Así que he mirado en internet para traducirlo lo mejor posible. Tienes que saber cuándo conservar las cartas. Saber cuándo retirar o abandonar, right? Know when to walk away. Saber cuándo marcharse, ¿no? Dar la espalda. And know when to run. Y saber cuándo hay que huir, right? And you never count your money. Nunca cuentes el dinero. When you're sitting at the table. Cuando estás sentado en la mesa. Remember, it's not sitting in the table. It's not sitting on the table. It's sitting at the table. Tenía que ser, ¿no? Por defecto. Right. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, there'll be time enough. Habrá tiempo de sobra para contar cuando se termina. El reparto, el trato, ¿no? Because a deal, too, is un trato. But to deal the cards is repartir las cartas, right? So what is that person called? A dealer. That's right. If you go to Las Vegas, a dealer will deal your cards. Y tienes que saber, I'll hold. I'm going to fold. Hit me. Hit me. Es quiero otra carta. Es hasta ahí llego. I'm not a gambler, right? But I know, I've been to Vegas a few times, and I've seen movies. I'll hold. I'll hold this. Aquí me quedo, right? I'll fold this. Yo ya no tengo nada. Me voy del partido antes de que pierdo más dinero, basically. And hit me es dame otra carta. Hit me. So, guys, there you go. I want your help here. Nacho, you too. I want all of you guys to help me with this song. It's Kenny Rogers and The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak.
He said,
"Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice."
So I
handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow.
Then he bummed a cigarette
and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play.
Everybody,
you got to know when to hold up. I know when to fold up. Know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done."
All right, a little country music. I know you want to keep going. Sé que queréis seguir. But that's enough for now, because we could do the whole song, and it really is an awesome song. So, guys, if you didn't know the song, now you do. And if you knew the song, well, now you know what he's talking about. And remember, on this section, we just give you a little snippet of the song. So if you really like the song, there's a whole nother second verse to the song that you can learn tons of great vocabulary from as well. So there it is. It's Kenny Rogers, who also has a very famous chicken chain of chicken restaurants. I don't know if you guys knew this, but we have Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? In the States, we also have Church's Chicken. There's another one too, Chick-fil-A. And then you got Kenny Rogers. And Kenny Rogers, yeah. Aside from being a country musician, he's got his own, chain of chicken restaurants. Sounds good to me. All right, well, guys, we've got a lot to go still on today's show, and so many amigos are joining us on Twitter and Instagram. But you know what? I think it's time for a section where we look at words with double meanings. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble, the Double Trouble section on the show with No Name. And as always, we're having a great time. If you guys want to participate, you can always do it every day on Twitter. Wednesdays on Instagram. Hello, all my Instagrammers out there. And Fridays on Facebook. So doesn't matter what social media platform you use, you can always participate in the shows. And guys, remember, not just those, we got YouTube as well. Aprende Inglés con Vaughan. You can look for Google Vaughan's YouTube page, and you'll find tons of videos. And of course, while you're at it, while you're at it, Google my YouTube page too. Or you can just go to my website, AlbertoAlonso.com, and you'll find links to everything. A couple comments really quickly. Alicia, which is Alicia in Spanish, but remember in English it's Alicia, says, hi, Mr. Alonso. You're great. Thank you so much. Pleasure. Javi says the dealer is the last one at the table. Well, yeah. Well, think about it. The dealer is the one who's holding the cards, right? Oh, this was another word. Quería enseñarte esta palabra, ya que estábamos con palabras de póker. ¿Sabes cómo dices baraja? ¿Una baraja de cartas? Deck. A deck of cards, right? D-E-C-K. A deck of cards. All right? So if you guys are gamblers, this is good vocabulary to know. Because I've done this. I'm not, you guys know, I'm not a gambler. I've gone to Las Vegas. I've been to Atlantic City and I've played, you know, I've gambled. I say played because I wasn't taking it seriously. And people take it very seriously. So my friends and I are joking around at the table like, ha, has perdido todo. And the guy next to us is like, a mí me acabas de joder las cartas, capullo. And I'm telling you, people take it really serious. The only thing I've seen people take more serious than poker or roulette or one of these things is, you're going to, vas a flipar, pero es verdad, bingo. La gente toma el bingo muy en serio, eh? Go into a bingo, I'll tell you what, go to a bingo game, one of these big organized bingo games, and start joking around. Start, you know, monkeying around. See what happens. They get really serious. So in general, gamblers, I mean, I remember, in fact, when I was in Las Vegas, I was there the weekend they opened the Mandalay Bay Hotel. And it just so happened, dio la casualidad, that Michael Jordan was there, too. And Michael Jordan wasn't there to celebrate anything. He was there to gamble. Michael Jordan, and many people know, is a professional gambler, as well as NBA player, MLB player, you know, a professional gambler. And I've got to say something. Every gambler I know, they're very serious people. They take it very, very seriously. In fact, I asked myself if they have fun or not. I don't know. Maybe they enjoy it. But I remember seeing Michael Jordan and I, you know, people were like, oh, my God, it's Michael Jordan. He was like focused on Baccarat. I think he was playing Baccarat or something. One of these games. As I said, I don't know very much about gambling as I've never been a big gambler. I do love Las Vegas. I love like the lights and the, you know, the whole like Disney side of it where there's rides and, you know, tons of different things to keep you occupied. But what I do is, if anything, I'll play one game of blackjack or I'll hit some slot machines. Do you know this word? Slot machines. A slot, S-L-O-T, is ranura. And a slot machine, you call it in Spanish, tragaperras. Me encanta. A female dog swallower. Hablando de la palabra tragar, que lo hemos visto en la canción de hoy, right? To swallow. So we call it a slot machine. Or directamente slots. So if I said to Nacho, hey, Nacho, when you were in Vegas, did you play any slots? No hay que decir slot machine. Se sabe ese tipo de gambling, that kind of gambling. So even if you guys aren't gamblers, I highly recommend a trip to Las Vegas because there's so much there for the non-gambler, right? There's so much there, like, you know, luxury pools, and you can take a gondola through Venice, through canals in Venice in the Venetian Hotel. So really, it's a magical place. And for me, the gambling is just like, you know, that's the reason they're there, but that's not the reason I go there. All right, well, guys, let's take a look at this. This is today's Double Trouble. I think it's really easy. Since I made the Say What soundbite so damn hard, I decided to make this easier. So I want everybody to get it right here, right? Okay, how do we say, esa cabra es el mejor de todos los tiempos? Now you're saying, this is a weird thing to say. Bueno, let's just say we're at a country fair. Estamos en estos festivales donde el que tiene el cerdo más gordo gana. That's what it is, all right? So, esa cabra es el mejor de todos los tiempos. You know this one, right, Nacho? Nacho knows this one. De hecho, esto no existía cuando yo era un joven. Este acrónimo. Os doy una pista. I'll give you guys a little clue over here, okay? So, Alicia says, do you use Go Fish in all card games, or is it the name of the game? What do you mean? So it would be a deck of cards. Un juego, una baraja is a deck of cards. It can be Old Maid, Go Fish. Normally you're thinking about the ones, you know, with the, with, do you guys know the suits? Nosotros lo llamamos los trajes, suits. All right, the suits are diamonds, hearts, aces, que hemos visto la palabra ace en la canción, aces, and spades. Those are the four suits in a deck of cards. Hablando de Michael Jordan, alguien me ha puesto, Michael Jordan is a goat, is the goat. Ahora vamos a mirar esa diferencia ahí. All right, so let's see if anybody knows it over here. Omar Jester, nice job. We got a couple people who know it here on Twitter. Let's see, anybody else? Anybody on Instagram know it? No, only Twitter. Come on, guys. Really easy today. Esta te lo regalo. It's an easy one. Esa cabra es el mejor de todos los tiempos. All right, guys. We're going to our final commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Porque no todos pueden decir que llevan más de 40 años de experiencia formando a la mayor parte de los directivos, empresarios, trabajadores de este país. Presumimos, pero es que es cierto. Trabajamos con los mejores docentes. Tu profesor está aquí. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. En Vaughan buscamos soluciones. Vaughan in Company. Rentabilidad, dinamismo, resultados.
In the professional world, effective communication is everything. Even the most technically inclined engineers need to be good communicators if they want to move up in their profession. This applies not only to good communication skills in Spanish, but in English as well. To be effective in English, you need to achieve a level C2 in listening comprehension and C1 plus in speaking. In other words, you need to be able to understand perfectly meanings and nuances in real time. In the real world, subtitles are not available. Many people in Spain believe that their English proficiency is sufficient. This is not true. To understand me or to understand your English teacher is easy. However, understanding lawyers, engineers, doctors, business managers, and other professionals is not easy. It is extremely difficult and requires at least 2 years living and working in an English-speaking country. Until you reach a close-to-perfect ability to understand native speakers in their native environment, you can consider your level of English to be deficient. Second, until you are able to reproduce orally basic English grammar with agility and spontaneity, your speaking ability will betray you. You will feel the frustration of losing communication power when you change from Spanish to English. Don't underestimate the power of a strong command of English. In the real world, in the professional world, it is much more conclusive and decisive than an MBA or any other graduate degree. I hope you agree with me. My conviction concerning this subject is the result of 45 years learning Spanish and French, teaching English, and observing personally the struggles, the victories, and the failures of more than 2,000 Spanish people. This is the reason why I designed, 20 years ago, the Master in Professional English. This master will take you a long way towards achieving the ultimate goal, mastery of English. It will transform you into an effective communicator. It will eradicate your invertebrate English and infuse you with structure and fluency. And most importantly, it will give you the listening comprehension ability that is so essential to feeling free and empowered in your speech. The Master in Professional English. Logan.
Disney English Bowl. Tobogán está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
Listening to
every day
to listen to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Tune in every day.
Vaughn Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's the Show with No Name.
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 Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's the Show with No Name 2.0. And we're back for our final half an hour of today's program. I can't believe it. Time has just flown by. It's already 12:01, so happy Wednesday afternoon to all of you. Also want to remind you that if you're not participating, you still have a chance. We're live on Instagram. Hello, Instagrammers. We're also live here on Twitter with participation. Hello, Tweethearts. In fact, Sergio has a good question for us. Sergio says, hi, Maestro. Do you know if Ace is High, Iron Maiden song, is about gambling? Well, I think in this case, Sergio, I'm almost sure that Ace is High has to do with flying, con volar. Porque un as, a flying ace, right? And if you're familiar with, I imagine you're familiar with Iron Maiden, if you're asking me that question, Bruce Dickinson is a pilot. So there are a lot of songs. By the way, if you're an aviation geek like me, and you don't love Iron Maiden, there's something wrong with you. Because they have like 10 songs about aviation, about flying. So Ace is High, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is about these pilots. You know, they were called the Flying Aces, unos aces, no? So, but yeah, good question. All right, well, guys, we've got to look at today's Double Trouble. I see we've got a lot of people participating. Not everybody got it right, because as I said, there's a little nuance here. Hay un matiz que vamos a mirar ahora mismo. But first, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. Now, I just want to remind you guys, nobody has gotten it yet. So right now, if you're able to get this down and send it to me, you're going to be the first one to figure it out. And by this point in the show, usually people have figured it out. Now, I know why. It's a tough one today. But hey, that's life. You're not always going to hear people who communicate clearly all the time and who enunciate every single syllable, like my mother. No, most people speak like they have a ham sandwich in their mouth. So that's the way it works. You know, in Spain, does everybody you know communicate clearly? I don't think so. I love when sometimes, have you seen this, Nacho? They do it in the United States, too. Sometimes they'll have, like, a guy from, like, Cádiz or something, and they put subtitles. Pero aquí en España. And I'm like, oh, my God. I saw it, too, once. Lo vi en inglés también, en un documental, un tío de Liverpool o algo, y le pusieron subtítulos en inglés. So you know that you've got a thick accent when you need to be subtitled in your own language. All right, well, let's take a look. ¿Lo hemos escuchado, Nacho? No, no lo hemos escuchado. ¿Ves? I get distracted. All right, let's hear the Say What soundbite for the fourth time.
I started out playing cricket first.
Uh-huh.
And my cricket coach, I was a fast bowler, so he saw me running in and he said, you know what, you should try track and field. So I decided that, why not? So I did it.
All right, there you go, folks. That was your last listen on today's Say What soundbite. Now, if you didn't get that down, it's too late. I'm hoping that at least one of my students is able to get that. Remember, if you want to send us what's being said, you can do it on Twitter or Instagram today. All right, well, we've got a lot to go here on the show, so let's take a look at this double trouble now. Now, esa cabra, I think everybody knows that one, right? That goat, it's a very common one, cat, dog, goat, cow. You know, animals are some of the earliest words we learn. Don't think so? Old MacDonald had a farm, right? So we learn about animals, right? The good thing is there are a lot of expressions. There are a lot of idioms that have to do with animals. So it's not just learning, the expression the word cow. But then if you know that the expression don't have a cow es como tranquilízate. You know who used that one all the time? Bart Simpson. Don't have a cow, man. Tranquilízate, hombre. All right. So that goat, esa cabra. Now, si has puesto this goat, es incorrecto. Porque this is esta. Cabra. Y esta y esa are not the same in any language, right? This or that, right? So, this goat es el mejor de todos los tiempos. This goat is the goat. Now, be careful because some of you guys put this goat is a goat, but it's not a. It's not a greatest of all time, porque goat, la sigla es greatest of all time. Right? Pero se emplea siempre con el artículo definido. So we don't say he's goat or he's a goat, porque eso es una cabra. If you say he's a goat, es una cabra. Que no significa nada realmente en inglés. I know in Spanish you say está como una cabra means you're crazy, but we don't say that. We say you're bananas, you're nuts, as I told you earlier in the show. Many other ways to say it too, but so the goat. There's always this discussion now, this argument going on, whether Messi is the GOAT or Cristiano, right? Talking in football terms, soccer terms, right? The GOAT, right? So, in fact, somebody put Messi, and obviously they haven't realized that Cristiano has done what Messi has done, but in three different leagues, not just on one team that plays around him. Sorry, just my opinion. You have to prove yourself everywhere, you know, with your national team. You have to prove yourself, in other leagues. And Messi, he's good with Barcelona. He's great. He's excellent. That's why there's a debate over who's the GOAT. But take him out of Barcelona and you got what you got. You know, ask the people in Argentina what they think of him. They love him. Oh, man. All right. So esa cabra es el mejor de todos los tiempos. That goat is the GOAT. And the GOAT is an acronym that means the greatest of all time. All right. Well, guys, we've got more to go here. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, my amigos. It's definitely time for today's Name That Movie. And, well, here we go, my amigos. Just going to give you a little excerpt from a movie, and I want you guys to tell me what movie it's from. All right? Here we go. Let me get into character here. So, kick his ass, Brewster. Don't take that shit from this fungus-faced toad sucker. I'd tell that little punk that he shouldn't be talking to me like that if I were you. He's right, Swifty. Be polite. Mr. Logan here is a very sensitive man. On second thought, I got a good mind to turn this little kid loose and let him just whip your ass. All right. Now, I did it in my country, in my southern twang over there. You guys know with country music today, we're working on our twang over here. T-W-A-N-G. A twang. Do you know this word? Twang. We say tañido. Gangueo? It's a nasal kind of tone like that. It's called a twang. Right? To hacer vibrar. To twang. T-W-A-N-G. All right, let's see if anybody knows the movie. Oh, yeah! We've got some winners. A nice round of applause for Elena and Omar. Also, Flipada. Wow, good job, guys. Good job. All right, the movie is called Six Pack. Six Pack. Now, are we talking about tableta de chocolate? Are we talking about someone's stomach here? Or are we talking about six beers? Well, I think since it's summertime, we're going to say six beers. In fact, if you drink a six pack, you won't have a six pack. It's a good way to remember it. Si te tomas seis cervezas, no vas a tener tableta de chocolate. Que creo que ahora vosotros también decís six pack. So we call it a six pack. But the movie is called Six Pack in Spanish. Un paquete con seis. Bueno, no se han desviado mucho del título. Un paquete con seis. This movie came out in 1982. And, this movie, in fact, starred Kenny Rogers. In fact, it was the only movie that ever starred Kenny Rogers, the country singer. And, hey, better to star in one movie than none, right? And, it has, if you like NASCAR, I mean, it's a very southern kind of movie. I mean, just the fact that there's NASCAR in the movie. Do you know what this is, NASCAR? You can't get your American passport without knowing what NASCAR is. NASCAR. Now, you guys love Formula One over here, right? Sois muy de Formula Uno. In the States, we're bigger fans of NASCAR. Now, NASCAR is, I didn't know this, National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. There you go. I had no idea. NASCAR. So you can't call yourself a Southerner without that twang and without your NASCAR hat. You got to have it, man. All right, so the movie's called Six Pack. Swifty, this is a good name, because the word swift is quick. No, swift, como Taylor Swift, es rápido. And Swifty says, kick his ass, Brewster. Dale una paliza. To kick someone's ass is to darle una paliza, literalmente. Patearle el culo. He says, don't take that shit from this fungus-faced toad sucker. Okay, no aguantes eso, no tomes eso. Esa mierda, esa tontería. No aguantes esa tontería. From this fungus-faced, cara de hongo. Fungus, right? Fungus, a funny word, fungus. Fungus-faced toad sucker. O sea, chupador de toad. ¿Cómo se decía? Toad. Es como una rana, pero no. Es sapo. O sea, la traducción de este insulto es cara hongo. Chupa sapos. I don't think I've heard worse insults in my life. Todo junto. Don't take that shit from this fungus-faced toad sucker. Toad. T-O-A-D. Right? It's a kind of frog. You say sapo. Right? And sucker is a word we looked at yesterday. To suck is literalmente chupar algo, but a sucker también es un mamón, un pringao, as you say. And then Turk says, I'd tell that little punk, ese macarrilla, no? Punk, no es un punky, más que un macarra, un malote, right? I'd tell that little punk that he shouldn't be talking to me like that if I were you. Yo le diría a ese macarrilla que si yo que tú no hablaría a mí así. No, le daría un aviso, a warning, right? And Brewster says, he's right, Swifty. Tiene razón. He's right, Swifty. Be polite. Sed educado. Be polite, right? Mr. Logan here is a very sensitive man. Mr. Logan es un hombre muy sensible. Sensitive. Don't get mixed up with sensitive, right? Because sensitive is somebody who is sensible. And sensible, que parece la palabra, es sensato. So be very careful with those over there. Big false friend, right? And then Brewster says, on second thought, buenísima expresión, by the way, on second thought, pensándolo mejor, ¿no? Piénsalo, al segundo pensamiento, o sea, no la primera, pero ahora que lo he pensado otra vez, on second thought, muy, muy común, apúntala, ¿eh? On second thought, I got a good mind, es yo estoy a punto de hacer esto, to turn this little kid loose, soltar. To turn somebody loose is soltarle. And let him just whip your ass. Now, to kick your ass or to whip your ass is darte una paliza. So there you go, folks. The movie is called Un Paquete con Seis. In English, it's called Six Pack, starring Kenny Rogers. All right, well, we need to solve our Say What soundbite. And wait a second. I was just going to say that nobody nailed it. But it looks like we've got a winner. It's Mr. Houses. All right. So, wow. That's a tough one, man, because usually a few of you guys figure out the Say What soundbite. But today it looks like just one person has figured it out. And that's Mr. Houses. Now, today's Say What soundbite was Usain Bolt. Usain Relámpago, the fastest guy in the world. Usain Bolt. En inglés no decimos Usain, decimos Usain, como si fuera una U, tú. Usain Bolt. And there are two things here. Usain Bolt has got his Jamaican kind of accent going on, and he's also speaking a mile a minute. Va mil por hora. Bueno, eso es como corre. That's how he runs, right? So why wouldn't he, speak that fast? So it's Usain Bolt. And what does he say here? He says, well, it was actually, realmente era, it was actually, he says, I started out playing cricket first. Empecé jugando cricket al principio. No, cricket is a sport. Cricket también es grillo, by the way. I started out playing cricket first. So before he was a runner, he was a cricket player, right? And my cricket coach, mi entrenador de cricket, said I was a fast baller. O sea, que jugaba con velocidad. A baller, somebody who plays ball, right? I was a fast baller. So he saw me running in, me vio entrando, and he said, you know, you should try track and field. Atletismo, track and field. Si no lo sabías, because an athlete in English is alguien que hace cualquier deporte, right? So Sergio Ramos is an athlete. He plays soccer. He does sports, right? But atletismo is track and field. Makes sense, right? So track and field. And so he goes, that's incredible when you think about it. It was because of a coach's suggestion that this guy became a runner. He was initially a cricket player. So his coach said, you know what? You should try track and field. So I decided, why not? Pensé, ¿por qué no? So I did it. And the rest is history. We've got the fastest runner to ever step on this planet. All right, so it's Usain Bolt. And, well, now that we know what he's saying, Nacho, let's hear him say it again.
I started out playing cricket first.
Uh-huh.
And my cricket coach, I was a fast bowler, so he saw me running in, and he said, you know what, you should try track and field. So I decided that, why not? So I did it.
There you go, Usain Bolt. He speaks as fast as he runs. I think we could all say that. All right, well, guys, I think we've got time for one more section, and that's Famous Birthday Trivia. That's right, folks. That's right. It's time for famous birthday trivia. Quick question. Xavier Torres says, for how many years? Nunca empezamos con el four. So, diríamos, te doy la pregunta que quieres. How long did you live in the United States? Porque tu pregunta es, for how many years have you been living? Significa que sigo ahí. So, remember, el presente perfecto continuo sigue en vigor. Entonces, me podrías decir, how long have you been living in Madrid for example, right? Porque sigo aquí. So, tu pregunta sería en pasado, how long es para periodos de tiempo? How long did you live in the United States for? Well, my whole life until I was 26. 26 or 25? I can't remember now. Well, I moved to Spain in my mid-20s. So, really, my whole life. And, well, I also grew up here in Spain in the summers. So I feel very Spanish, too. You know, obviously, I was born in the USA. I'm American. I love my country. But I also am very Spanish, too, right? I've never said the word cuñado. I always say cuñado, ¿no? De hecho, no me sellan el pasaporte si digo la palabra cuñado, right? You got to say cuñado. That's the way you say it. All right, well, guys, let's take a look here at today's famous birthday trivia. I'll tell you the three people who are celebrating a birthday. Well, I'm not going to tell you who they are. I'll give you some clues, and you guys tell me who famous birthdays are. So, number one, this guy was born in 1986, a Jamaican retired, I didn't know this, retired, jubilado, sprinter. To sprint is to run really quickly, right? He is a world record holder. In fact, he holds many records. 9-time Olympic gold medalist. I just said his name before. Fastest guy on the planet. Yeah. If you were paying attention, the first one should be no problem at all. Jamaican. He's Jamaican, you know. Jamaican me crazy. Welcome to Jamaica, man. Let me try and do my Jamaica accent, man. I was down in Jamaica for a long time, man. This is my problem. When I start doing a Jamaican accent, it turns to into an Irish accent. And when I start doing an Irish accent, it turns into a Jamaican accent. So, okay, I did the Boston one. I did the other ones, but that one's a tough one. All right, number two, this guy was born in 1938, an American singer, songwriter, guitarist, producer, and actor, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. In fact, one of the most successful country music artists out there. I love the guy. One of my favorite songs of his is The Gambler, which we looked at today in our Name That Lyric section, didn't we? You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. I know you guys want to sing it. We're going to sing it at the end of the show again. De hecho, Nacho, no sé si tienes la parte al final, cuando está como... hay una parte que se repite ahí con sin batería, que solo el... Bueno, Nacho's going to see if he can find that, because we're going to sing it together. So get ready, grab the lyrics, find them, Google The Gambler, because I'm going to give you a second chance to sing it with me. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. All right, so get ready, because we're going to sing it to say goodbye. That's number two, the guy who sings this song. I always loved this guy from the first time I saw him on TV, and that was, in fact, very strange, because as I said before, I saw this guy on The Muppet Show, Los Teleñecos. And I'm sure if you Google this guy's name, which I'm not going to tell you because you have to tell me his name, you Google his name and put Muppet Show, y seguro que lo encuentras. I'm sure you'll find it out there. And he's also got... a chain of chicken restaurants with his name. What else can I tell you? He was in the movie Six Pack. We looked at that today. And he has a pet goat named Smitty. A pet goat. The greatest of all time there. And I would say in country music, this guy is the goat, as far as I'm concerned. All right, that's number two. Number three, she was born in 1956, an English-Canadian actress, very popular for playing the role of Samantha Jones on HBO's Sex and the City. I have to say something. I've never seen an episode of Sex and the City, but I know who this actress is. In fact, she was in many movies before that. She was in Police Academy, Big Trouble in Little China, Mannequin, Porky's, and many, many other movies. The Bonfire of the Vanities, etc. All right, so let's see if anybody knows all three of today's famous birthdays. I see a lot of people are getting them one by one over here, but I don't know if anybody's got all of them. All right, sing it with me, guys. Today's famous birthdays. Number one, Usain Bolt. Number two, Kenny Rogers. Number three, Kim Cattrall. Here we go, folks. Time enough to count. Sing it.
When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em.
Everybody.
Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
Everybody!
When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up.
When to hold up.
Know when to hold up. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count. When the dealing's done.
Yeah.
Esta es tu radio, una radio diferente, divertida, donde informarte para descubrir, aprender, una radio única como tú. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Hay tan poca gente en España con un alto nivel de inglés, tan poca, que las empresas las rifan. El sistema educativo no ayuda a solucionar esto. Y en las universidades, el inglés sigue siendo una maría. Entonces, ¿qué hacen los chavales cuando terminan la carrera? Pues buscan trabajo o bien prolongan su educación con un máster. Los que buscan empleo aspiran, claro, a buenos puestos o a las buenas empresas, pero se colocan mal. Sí, se colocan mal por la falta de un buen nivel de inglés. ¿Y qué hacen ante esto? Pues muchos hacen un máster en recursos humanos o en